Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're speaking again today with Jose Avalos, Director of Visual Retail for Intel Corp. The last time we met, we talked about the interaction Intel has had with some of the industry players. Today, I want to discuss some of these innovations in more detail and when we might realistically expect to see some of these things in the market. I know that a lot of our readers and listeners are certainly very skeptical of that expectation, that 25%, that's going to take a tremendous amount of investment on the part of the food and beverage industry and the technology industry. Let's just switch gears a little bit. Say 50 years from now, when we can assume that a lot of this is going to be more commonplace, what kind of things will the average vending consumer be able to do with vending machines that they can't do today?
Well, I think there's a lot of new capabilities that we will see. Everything from transaction flexibility, you know, end users will be able to conduct transactions with the vending machine with cash, with credit, or with near field communications, and that's just around the corner. I think we will see that. We're seeing some of that today, and we'll see that in great numbers in the next 3 to 5 years. End users will be able to interact with the vending machine through touch screens. As I mentioned before, I expect that there will be multiple usage models implementing different graphical user interfaces where the vending machine can provide messaging and advertising on a 10-foot model and then really provide product information in a 3-foot model. The level of security on the whole system will be significantly higher. You know, with our new Intel Core processor platforms, really security is one of the key features that we focus on. So the end consumer will know that their personal data for the transaction is protected. These vending machines will be always connected. So there will be availability 7x24. We will see electronic cash. We will see, advertising. We will see the ability to conduct research on the vending machine about, from social media outlets on, what other end users are saying about a specific products. What do they like? What do they don't like about new products? What products other end users are recommending? These are some of the capabilities that the end user will be able to conduct on these new machines. And it's around the corner. It's not 50 years from now. We're going to see all of this within the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Now, Jose, have you had any opportunity to get any direct feedback from the vending operator community?
Yes, we work with vending operators around the world today. We have a number of collaborative projects with them. The feedback's very positive. As you said, there are some challenges and investment that needs to take place for the adoption rate to accelerate. But clearly, the operators see opportunities around the corner, especially with electronic cash, because one of the things that we're seeing is that there's when we move from cash to credit or electronic cash, the actual sale increases per customer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that's a lot to think about, and I certainly hope our readers are paying close attention to this. This all seems to be very far away from where we are now. The National Automatic Merchandising Association has certainly played a very aggressive role in helping to increase the operating community's awareness of technology and also to proactively communicate the changing capabilities of vending technology to the public at large. So that's a lot to think about. And at this point, Jose, is there anything else you think that is important for our listeners to keep in mind before we conclude the interview?
No, I think I just want to close that with saying that, you know, this is really a natural trend what we're seeing here. At Intel, we have the opportunity to work on a lot of different devices, and we see the same trend across a lot of different devices and solutions. You know, they usually start as analog devices, then they become digital, then they become connected, then they become intelligent, and then they become multifunction. So what we're seeing here is a natural progression for vending machines, where vending machines, many of them have now become connected, and now they're becoming intelligent, and then they will become multifunctional in the future. And we're very excited about the opportunity to really deliver new usage models to end users, working with the brands. You know, we expect that we can deliver really engaging, really personalized, and really fun experiences to end users through intelligent vending in the future.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Jose, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to visiting with you in the near future.
Thank you.